Blog Talk Radio.
God, everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries, INC. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another. Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless us with a mighty word from God. Amen. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless us with a mighty word. You can also call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. But we are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. And we want to welcome you again to our Thankful Thursday and Sweet Hour of Prayer. Praise God. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, as we enter into this sanctuary, we bring your presence with us. We speak your grace, your peace, and mercy. And mercy. And your perfect order into this sanctuary. We acknowledge your power over all that will be spoken, thought, decided, and done within these walls. Lord, we thank you for the gifts you have blessed us with. We commit to using them responsibly in your honor. Give us a fresh supply of strength to do our job. Anoint our projects, our ideas, and energy so that even our smallest accomplishment may bring you glory. And Lord, when we are confused, please guide us. And when we are weary, please energize us. And when we are burnt out, please infuse us with the light of the Holy Spirit. And may the work that we do and the way that we do it brings faith, joy, and a smile to all that we come in contact with today, Lord. And, oh, Lord, when we leave this sanctuary, give us traveling mercy. Bless our families and homes to be in order as we left them, Lord God. We thank you for everything you have done. We thank you for everything you're doing. And we thank you for everything you're going to do. And we thank you in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and amen. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord.
my heart becomes free, and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory,
your hands up. Anybody got a problem? Anybody got a problem? Oh, yeah. Hey, tune in my beat striking. Put on my long white, y'all. Singing it heavily. Singing it never again.
Dear God, I want to thank you for all of those things you do that I never see, helping me get through each day safely, making sure my family is protected, and all of the other countless things and blessings that I do not see. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless us mightily with a word from the Lord. So you don't want to miss this message tonight. Amen. Again, you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection.
Come on, let's take it higher.
I live for you.
on my right hand. I shall not be moved. I bless your name.
Heavenly Father, thank you for your mercy and grace, which woke us up this morning and kept us safe through the night. For bringing us to a brand new day, we bless your holy name. We remain forever grateful for our homes, work, and families, and pray that you will send angels to protect us. May you mend every broken heart, touch all who need healing, comfort all who moan, and bless those with financial needs. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
You might be in a place in your life where all you see is the color gray, and the future looks dark and dreary. It's just like a dark cloud came over the earth and covered the land with fog. But there's one thing I want you to know. The Bible says in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. And it was good.
There were many times in my life when I felt like I was all by myself, and I needed an answer from the Lord. were many times when I had nobody to turn to, but the Lord. So I decided to give him a try. I had to call on him,
call on him,
pleaded with the Lord to heal,
call on him,
down on my knees, I called on him, hey,
call on him.
All of a sudden, I heard a voice singing deep down inside. Trials and tribulations, and your heavy laden burden. Jesus said, cast your cares upon me, and I will give you rest. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. You might feel like you're being tried, just trying to stand the test of time. But let me tell you one thing, the God I serve is able to do all things exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask and think, according to the power of his riches and glory that work in us. All you have to do is make Jesus Lord of your life. Come on, let's pray about it. All you gotta do is call on him.
Call on him.
Sometimes you gotta call on him. Hey!
Call on him.
Pleading, Lord, we'll hear your cry.
Call on him.
You gotta call him. Way deep down inside, he's saying,
Darkness may come in the night, but in the morning, it will be all right. Praise be to God. It is now time for our devotional message, amen, which is entitled, I Love You for Who You Are. Praise be to God. And my scripture reading for this message is coming from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 6, and it says, as a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all, and through all and in all. Praise be to God. My second scripture reading is coming from John chapter 10, verse 4. And it says, when he has brought out all of his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. Amen. The word of the Lord is already blessed. Praise be to God. Again, the title of this message is, I love you for who you are, not for what you do. Many voices vie for control of your mind, especially when you sit in silence. You must learn to discern what is my voice and what is not. Ask my spirit to give you this discernment. Amen. Many of my children run around in circles trying to obey the various voices directing their lives. This results in fragmented, frustrating patterns of living. Do not fall into this trap. Walk closely with me each moment, listening for my directive and enjoying my companionship. Refuse to let other voices tie you up in knots. My sheep know my voice and follow me wherever I lead. I pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Amen. Praise God. Heavenly Father, you have called me, and I acknowledge that calling. In these quiet moments before this busy day unfolds, I come to you. I will study your word and seek your guidance. Give me the wisdom to know your will for my life and the courage to follow wherever you may lead me today and forever. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless us with a mighty word. So right now, we are going to Lift Him Up by Brian Cage. Praise God.
Father, we ask you now, as we lift your name, that you'll dwell among us and be our God, and we are your people. Let's bring your life together. No matter what,
no matter what,
come on, the problem.
The problem may be.
He's in control.
He's in control and he knows
yes,
everything.
I have the victory cause.
I have the victory for he is my king.
In him I live, I move.
In him and I live, move, and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what.
No matter what. The problem may be.
He's in control.
He's in control and he knows everything.
How many know that you got the victory?
I have the victory for he is my king.
Him I live, I move.
In him I live, move, and have my
say
king.
Say like the best of people.
Best of
come
peace.
On, lift him up again.
Lord, lift him rejoice. Up.
Rejoice.
And shout unto him.
Why? When you come to
control. He's in control and he
knows everything.
I'm the victory for he is my king.
In him I live.
In him I live, move, and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what,
the problem may be.
Come on, clap your hands like
this and
sing it with
us. He's in control and he knows everything.
I have the victory
for he is my king.
In him I live.
In him I live.
If you believe that,
my
sing this with a blessed of people. Come on, lift him up.
Oh, lift him up, rejoice.
And shout unto him.
And shout unto him.
The Lord you called
him. We have caused us to triumph.
And we know we will rule in the end.
God bless you. Praise be to God. Okay, it is now time for my prayers and scripture. And the title of this message is, Remember That You Can Always Escape Temptation. In 2 Peter 2 and 9, in the New King James Version, the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation. Amen? Praise God. So if you stop to think about it, the cold, hard evidence is right in front of your eyes. You live in a temptation-filled world. The devil is out on the street, hard at work, causing pain and heartache in more ways than ever before. Look at the war that we're having over in Russia and Ukraine. Here in the 21st century, the bad guys are working around the clock to lead you astray. That means his little helpers. That's why you must remain vigilant. In a letter to believers, Peter offered a stern warning. He said in 1 Peter 5 and 8 in the New American Standard Bible, Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. What was true in New Testament times is equally true in our own. Satan tempts his prey and then devours them. As believing Christians, we must be aware. And if we seek righteousness in our own lives, we must earnestly wrap ourselves in the protection of God's holy word. When we do, we are secure. Amen? Praise God. Flee temptation. Without leaving a forwarding address. Because Christ has faced our every temptation without sin, we never face a temptation that has no door of escape. There is sharp necessities for giving Christ absolute obedience. The devil bids for our complete self-will to whatever extent we give this self-will the right to be master over our lives. We are, to an extent, giving Satan a toehold. Lord, what joy to know that your powers are so much greater than those of the enemy. We, as God's people, are not only to stray far away from sin and sinners who would entice us, but we are to be so like our God that we moan over sin. Here's a thought for the day. Because you live in a temptation-filled world, you must guard your eyes, your thoughts, and your heart all day, every day. Amen. 1 Corinthians 10 and 13 in the CSB Bible tells us, no temptation has overtaken you except what is common to humanity. God is faithful, and he will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation, he will also provide a way of escape so that you are able to bear it. Amen. Praise God. 1 Peter 5:8 in the New King James Version says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Hebrews 4:15-16 in the New King James Version says, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. To God be the glory. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Amen. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Lord, life is filled with temptations to stray from your chosen path. Keep me mindful that the life I live and the words I speak bear testimony to my faith. Make me a faithful servant of your Son, and lead me far from the temptations of this world. Make me a righteous woman, Lord, and let my actions point others to you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Again, at this time, I will play another selection while we are waiting on our speaker for this evening. Amen. Praise God. Lord, you are holy. Praise God.
Lord, suffering death for me way back on Calvary. But I just want to thank you. I got to thank you.
I thank you.
Yes, I do. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Love.
But it's time to rise up. What's the scheme? Stop scheming. Just a matter of time before you run out of luck. They always say they got your back. Hard time will make you face the truth back. A waste of life, you can't turn back. Mama cried so much till she had a heart attack. In your cell, you're crying out, oh Lord. In the darkness, the voice answers your call. You feel the Holy Spirit anointed you fall. The light of His word pick you up and stand tall. Stand tall.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God, everybody. Dear Lord, you have given me the gift of love. Let me share that gift with others and keep me mindful that the essence of love is not to receive it, but to give it today and forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. And I will play another selection while we're waiting on our speaker for this evening. Amen. Praise God.
Help cometh from the Lord, Lord which made heaven and earth. He said he would not suffer thy foot to be moved, or that he would be, he will not slumber. For the Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand, upon thy right hand. And know the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. He shall preserve thy soul, even forevermore, evermore. My head, my head, my
gentlemen, my sister, see.
God. And now it is time for the word. At this time, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So we are going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Praise your holy name, Father. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
God bless you, dear heart. Doing awesome. Thank you.
Praise God. It's in your hands.
Oh, my God. That was a beautiful song.
Thank you.
That was a beautiful song. And I know everybody going to think I'm crazy. I do not care. I was listening to that song. Said, I told baby girl she could do it. My granddaughter, she snuck up on me a few weeks ago. I was in there messing with her dad and them, and he said, Samara, you could sing. I said, well, what? Look, don't tell me somebody could sing. I'm going to go crazy. I said, what you say, what? I zoomed in that room. I said, girl, you could sing? You know how they do. I said, go ahead, let me hear you, because I want to see how much effort I got to put into trying to get her to sing again. I said, let me hear you. She said, what? I said, sing whatever you want to sing. And now she laying in the bed playing her video games, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she sings a song. I don't even know the song. She sings some song. I said, you can sing. Because she, okay. I'm like, all the time and fooling around with this kid. I didn't know she could sing like that. So I looked at her, I said, you could sing? She said, Grandma. I said, oh, she don't even know what I'm going to do to her. So
uh-oh.
I said, okay, hold that thought. I ran and got Huff Huff. I said, come in here, look at this girl. So he listened to her. He said, oh, Samara, you could sing? He said, uh-oh. Should have never let your grandmother find out, because she about to go crazy. Look, I told her, I said, I'm getting a song so you can sing in one of the plays. I'm just going to take that, or I'm going to take that voice to the limit, honey.
All right.
Because she has a wonderful, wonderful spirit. She really does. She's a good kid. She's
Amen.
Got a wonderful spirit, you know. And this day and time, when, you know, back in the day, you say, oh, my kid is wonderful, da-da-da. And everybody's like, okay, cool, because most kids was wonderful back then.
Back then.
Now they just, good God. I can't even describe what they are now. She's still a sweet young lady. She really is. She's very humble, her and her brother. They're good
Amen.
Kids, you know, and it's like, you know, I had them, you know, I'm crazy. I had to babysit for me one time. I had a babysit, and I don't know what I was thinking. Yeah, I let her babysit.
You?
Because I figured, no, yeah, my grandkids. She was babysitting my grandkids. And, I figured a couple of hours, she'd be all right. Man, what was I thinking? That girl had 5 kids. And at the end of the day, the look on her face was like, what do you expect from me? I'm a kid myself. I don't know what I'm doing.
Exactly.
I said, you know what? She was 12. I said, you know what? I don't know what I was thinking. As you stay here for a few minutes, but these kids, because these kids is crazy. Ooh, I'm glad they kill you. And she did an awesome job, you know. And if somebody else would have been looking at it and like, she didn't take any. Oh, you don't understand. She's a kid herself. So as long as nobody got hurt, she did an awesome job. Because she protected the little heathens. Her running off, they was baby kids that day too, and she protected them. from getting themselves hurt. So, you know, I said she did a, she did all she could do as a kid. But now that I know she can sing, I'm working on it. I got to get her some words to a song that I want her to do. She's a good girl. But anyway, we bless God today. I tell you, between the heat, the cold, the heat, I don't know what I'm going through. One minute I'm cold, and I'm putting all these clothes on. It's 30 degrees. Before I could get where I'm going, it's 80 degrees. I said, what in the shenanigans?
But yeah, they were talking about that today on the news.
Oh, my God. It's like 30, 80, 20, 10. What kind of weather are we in?
Whatever God sends us.
And I'm sitting there going, okay, this is a bit much. You know, I'm hot, I'm cold. Then I said, I'm in the office. I take off my coat because it's too hot. Take off the coat. My body's cold. I said, ooh, I wanted to cry because I'm sick and tired of this up and down.
Yeah.
But we thank God.
Amen.
That whatever the weather looks like out there, just knowing that our God is with us.
Amen.
Makes it all right with me.
Yes,
precious
Lord.
And Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you today, oh God.
Thank
you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for always being there, oh God. Thank you for waking us up this morning, clothing us in our right minds with divine healing in our body, oh God. You saw fit to allow us to see another day, and for that we say thank you. We
thank
honor you. We glorify your holy name just for being who you are.
Yes.
Woo! You know what? It is kind of hot in here, and right now my body is going through. My body, look, I told him, I said, as soon as it get to just a little bit warm, it ain't even got to get hot, just a little bit warm, my body start going through like it's saying, we still in Arizona? I said, we ain't in no Arizona. But that heat did me so, that now all my body got to do is sense some heat is coming, and it gets acting crazy.
Oh,
but
my
God,
goodness.
I thank you. Because you are a regulator, oh God.
Yes,
you know how much our bodies can take. You know when our bodies are getting a little overheated. You know when we're getting cold. You know every temperature that we have to go through. And you're always there to regulate. For that, we say thank you, oh God.
Thank you, God.
We glorify your holy name, oh God. We couldn't do it without you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. We thank you for this word that comes forth today, oh God. We pray that it does not fall on deaf ears and that everyone under the sound of my voice, whether it be radio, telephone, internet, however they can hear my voice, we pray that they will hear what thus says the Lord, not what thus says Pastor Kathy, what thus says the Lord, that they
thank
may
you,
be
God.
Encouraged, lifted up, and all are going to be blessed. And
thank
you and
you,
only you will get the glory, oh God. We thank you. We love you. We honor and adore you, oh God. Have your way on this line right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. To God
I tell you, I'm sitting here thinking about my baby girl. We got so many grandkids. Good Lord. I feel like they just dropping grandkids out the sky. Ooh,
ooh.
And my little one, oh my little granddaughter, she's the youngest. That girl is something else. She's knocking on. I told y'all she's knocking on Nana, Grandma, Nanny. I said, what's she going to call all the
names? How many names you have?
what we got, 25? Okay, baby, it's just 11. That's enough. Shoo. It feel like 20. Look. You don't think 11 is a lot of grandkids? I'm trying to tell you. I had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I had 8 of them. Look at me. Look, this is what I did. On Mother's Day, I'm trying to give the mothers a break, and I took the grandkids.
Ooh.
I took them to the beach. Oh, my God. By the time I left the beach, I told them when we come from the beach, we're going to get some pizza. We're going to be okay. I got out of that beach, I can't even tell you what I was looking like. When I got the Chuck E. Cheese, the lady looked at me. She said, don't worry about a thing. Just call. I said, my phone ain't working. She said, just call me. I said, I got all the grandkids. The lady said, just call me. And I went with her. She put us in these booths. I sat us down, gave us free pizza, free sodas, free tokens. JJ was like, what was you looking like that she had to give you all that free? I said, I know what I was looking like till I got home and looked in the mirror and said, good God. No Ooh. Wonder. That lady said, I feel sorry for you. She said, don't worry about nothing. And at the time, I even had a two-year-old in my arms. I said, what was I thinking bringing all these kids with me on Mother's Day? And wow. I'm trying to tell you, by the time they ran Buckwild at the beach, and we got the Chuck E. Cheese, I'm hungry. I said, ooh, if anybody else say one more word, ooh. Because they was all screaming at the same time. I said, oh, my God.
Yep, that's how they do. When they get all this together,
You know, that's funny. Because that's what God says to us every day. He said, you think it's a lot to hit an eight talking at one time?
Oh, no.
Try 8,888,000. And they all screaming at the same time. They all talking at the same time. They all need at the same time. Yeah.
Yeah.
God said, I don't want to give you a half a day in my shoes. Not even a half a day. We're going to get into this word because it's good. It's good. And for some reason, I just told you about this weather. My throat is killing me. And Stephen told me to goggle. I goggle. And I'm going, okay. You know, because the day that it was hot, and by the time we got home, it was cold. And the cold air done tore up my throat.
Oof.
And now, like, I don't know what I'm going to do to get this throat right, but I'm going to do it tonight, though. But before I do, I got to get this word out.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to be coming from John, the Gospel of John. That's in the middle of your Bibles. John chapter 11. Ooh, this is a familiar passage. Verses 3 through 14.
Amen.
My goodness, glory to God. Here we go. John chapter 11, verses 3 through 14. You know what? I'm going to have, I'm a trainer for child in the way she should go. Samaya can be an evangelist. Trust me, she can get people to do all kind of stuff. She just look like she quiet, but she can get them to do what she need them to do. Okay, here we go. John chapter 11, verses 3 through 14. So the sister sent word to Jesus, Lord, the one who you love is sick. When Jesus heard this, he said, this sickness will not end in death. Oh, my goodness, God, I love you. He says it will not end in death. No, it is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified. Now, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So on hearing that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was for two more days. Thank you, God. This is why I love him. He heard the news about the one that he loved and stayed two more days. And then he said to his disciples, let's go to Judea. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He said, let's go to Judea. And then he said to his guy, let's go to Judea. Rabbi, they replied, the Jews just tried to stone you. Are you going back there? Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours of daylight? Oh, my goodness, glory to God. Y'all better get that right there. He says, are there not 12 hours of daylight? If anyone walks in daytime, he will not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. But if anyone walks at night, he will stumble because he has no light. Woo! After he said this, he told them, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I'm going there to wake him up. God is so good. You gotta get this. His disciples replied, Lord, if he is sleeping, he will get better. They thought that Jesus was talking about actual sleep. My goodness, glory to God. But he was speaking about the death of Lazarus. So Jesus told them plainly, Lazarus is dead. My goodness, glory to God. May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen.
Amen.
Here we go. Thank you, Father. Ooh, I love you, Jesus. The title of this message is, y'all know what it is. In all thy getting, get understanding. If you don't ever get understanding, you won't be able to make a move.
That's right.
Yeah. You will never be able to make a move until you understand how your God does things. That's what you got to get an understanding of. Here's the thing. I may know how he does things for me.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know how he does things for you.
Amen.
The way he does things for me may not be the way he does things for you. The way he speaks to me may not be the way he speaks to you. Sometimes he speaks to me through a message. Sometimes he speaks to me through a kid. Sometimes he speaks to me through a TV program. It doesn't matter. I know when he's speaking. Ain't that something? It doesn't matter which way he chooses to use to speak to me. I still know when he's speaking. I do know when he's speaking to me. You know, it may not be the same way that he spoke to me yesterday or last year, but I know when he's speaking. He's speaking. Here's the thing. We look at it. The sisters, y'all know the story. The sisters say, Lord, the one you love, he's sick. Jesus said, oh, he's sick? Okay, but this isn't going to end in death. Huh? And then what did he do? He stayed away 2 more days before he went to head in that direction. The reason why y'all got to get this is because you got to understand it does not mean God does not love you, right? Because the way they started the whole sentence was, Lord, the one that you love. So it does not mean he does not love them because, my goodness, glory to God. If you go down a little bit, it says that he loves Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. It says he loves Martha, her sister, and Lazarus on verse 5. It says he loved them. So they say, you know the one you love. Okay. So we see in verse 5, he's acknowledging that he loves them.
Yes.
You know why you got to get this? Because he's acknowledging to you, and me. I do love you. My goodness, glory to God. Y'all going to make me stand up. I do love you. It doesn't mean that I'm going to come a running every time you call on me. You might be thinking this is an extreme emergency. And I look at it and say, this isn't going to end in death. This is to glorify the Father.
Right.
I'll get there.
Yep.
Now, for Mary and Martha, he took 2 more days before he headed that direction. For us, he could take 4 or 5 years
before
he heads in our direction.
Amen.
And we're going, okay, what's going on? Lord, if you love me and you knew I was going through this, I'm sick, I'm hurting, then why aren't you answering? It looks like I'm about to die. And he's looking. looking back at you going, exactly, it only looks like you're about to die. Nobody
right.
told you you was going to die. You got to hear what God is saying to us. If you don't get what I'm telling you, you will continue to get beat up. The enemy will always be able to beat you up because he's going to make you think, because I'm taking my time to come,
mm-hmm.
or so it seems, that I don't love you. That's not an indication that I don't love you. However long it takes me to get to your situation, it's not an indication that I don't love you. I do love you.
Amen.
Because it's that. Yeah, he loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. He loved them.
Yeah.
Just like he said, I love you too, Kathy. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
With your lips all tore up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord, I know you put my business in the street. So he said, and all that getting that understanding, you got to get this. You got to get this, right? The disciples. Now, we understand the first part because we hear that over and over again. A delayed response is not denial, okay? It's just delayed. It doesn't mean that he's going to not help you. It doesn't mean he doesn't love you. We all hear that. We hear it preached all the time. That's
mm-hmm.
not what it means, okay? But here's the thing. Now, if you go on down, he is walking with his disciples who've
mm-hmm.
seen him do all kind of miracles and all kind of stuff. And, you know, so he's walking with the disciples. Wait, hold on. They may not have seen too many miracles yet because Lazarus, yeah, okay, he early on. Here's the thing. They walking with him.
Mm-hmm.
They believe that he's a Messiah. And guess
mm-hmm.
what? He says, come on, y'all. Our friend Lazarus is sleeping. We got to go wake him up.
Mm-hmm.
So the disciples who was closer to him than anybody, because they were walking with him, talking with him, in a relationship with him. And they said, well, he's sleeping. He's going to get better. Oh, Lord Jesus. They thought he was talking about the fact that Lazarus was actually asleep.
Mm.
And so when Jesus perceived that, okay, they think I'm saying he's actually asleep. So what does it say in verse 14? He had to make it plain. Lazarus dead, y'all. He gone. He dead.
That's the only word they understood. He's gone.
Because when
dead.
I tell y'all he's asleep, oh, if he's asleep, he's going to be all right. He just sleep. God said, oh, my goodness. Okay, let me make it plain. He dead. He gone. There's some things that God is saying to us, but he's not making it plain, right?
Mm-hmm.
If he says, Kathy, everything's going to be okay, he's not making it plain. He's not letting me know how it's going to be okay. He just said, it's going to be okay. Well, how's it going to be okay? What's going to happen? I'm going to get a job. I'm going to get some money. I'm going to get better. I'm going to get healing. I'm going to get delivered. How's it going to be okay? You just said it's going to be okay. So then he comes back. He says, well, didn't I tell you to fear not because I'm with you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you said it's going to be okay. I need to know how is it going to be okay. What you going to do? You don't need to know what I'm going to do because all you need to know is that I'm with you. I'm with you. As long as I'm with you, it's already okay.
That's right.
Yeah, but.
No, but.
We want answers.
Mm.
That's it. We want answers. And that's why God is saying, in all thy getting, get understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you're looking for an answer and I've already given it to you. But because I didn't make it plain, you think you didn't get an answer.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to come out and say, he dead. Did what the disciples. He said, he dead. He gone.
Yeah.
Y'all don't understand nothing but plain English. Y'all don't hear the language that I'm speaking to you.
Mm-hmm.
You got to understand. God says,
I'm not going to speak to you the way Jimmy or Bobby or Susan may speak to you. I'm not going to speak to you like that, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to speak to you in my language, spiritual. Mm-hmm. I don't have to break down everything for you. You've got to know me well enough to know when I say da-da-da-da, and you've asked, you might say, Lord, we ain't got no money for the rent. I got to get a job. I got to do this. I got to do it. And he said, it's going to be okay. Then you got to understand whether it's going to be okay because he's sending the job or it's going to be okay because he's sending the money. It doesn't matter. He said it's going to be okay.
That's right.
What do you care how he fixes it, long as it gets fixed? That's what I'm thinking. I don't care how you bless me, long as you bless me. And so he's saying, got to understand, if in all that getting they don't get understanding, then the enemy has the ability to come in there and make the situation worse than it is.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They had Mary and Martha and all them crying and weeping and doing all that.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? The other thing is God says, it's okay to weep. Jesus wept. So it's okay to weep. In fact, his word says weeping is only going to endure for a night.
That's it.
So he knows that there's going to be situations that come in our lives that we are going to weep.
Oh, yes.
Why? Because we're overwhelmed with the situation. Whether
yes.
distress or grief or pain, we're
mm-hmm.
overwhelmed. And so, yeah, we're going to weep. He says, okay, don't stay there, though, because it's
right.
going to be okay. I wish I could jump and shout and get into this with you guys, but I can't. My throat is killing me so bad. But so I got to bring it in for a close. So here's the thing. God is telling us, and all by getting, get understanding. You got to understand no matter how it looks,
yeah.
no matter how long it takes for him to get there, he
mm-hmm.
does love you.
Yes, he does.
He loves you, you, and me. He loves us, right? Do not think because he's taken a long time to get to you, Kathy, that that's an indication he doesn't love you. No, that's not what it means. And don't, because he has not made it plain and clear what's happening, that an answer hasn't already dropped in on the scene. The answer is there.
Yes.
He just hasn't made it plain yet. You know
that's
what he's telling us?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I need all of you to start paying attention. Because God is turning things around. I'm listening to the testimony. I'm listening to the testimony. I seen one of my spiritual daughters who barely made it to high school. She never did graduate. And she's sending me all kind of pictures of her new business. She done opened up her business. She got more clients than she want to know. I'm like, wow. You know? So I'm
mm-hmm.
listening to all of these testimonies. She ain't no high school grad or nothing like that. In fact, every time she talks, she, you know, I don't read that good. Yeah, but you open the doors to a business, and it's already taking off. This is the year that God is doing things differently. The reason why he needs us to understand what is going on is because he's not going to make it plain. You're going to look up and, whoa, blessings are going to start dropping your way. Mm-hmm. This ain't the time for you to give up, throw in the towel. This is the time for you to look to the hills from which comes your help. Your help
Hallelujah.
Comes from the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And right now, the Lord is saying,
mm-hmm.
it's your turn. This is your season.
Yes.
Whose season? Your season.
Your
my season or her season?
Season.
Your season.
This is my season.
That's exactly what he wants you to say. It's
mm-hmm.
my season.
That's right.
Because when he says your, guess who he's talking about? He's talking to any one of his children. The first mm-hmm. one that understands it, and they go, my season? Oh, she got it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And if you believe it, you can receive it. Yeah. You got to start opening your mouth going, this is my season. This is my season. He did it for her. He did it for him. He could do it for me too. This is my season. My season. That's why he needs you to get it without him having to make it plain and clear.
Mm-hmm.
This is your season. I'm telling you, I don't know what's going on in 2022, but I see God doing some wonderful things for people. You got to get on the bandwagon and get yours.
Absolutely.
You got to get yours. The enemy is trying to wheel us in to make us think we got to go this route to get a blessing from God. We got to go this route to get God's help. Oh, the devil is a liar. You do not have to compromise to get help from God.
That's right.
God has so many avenues he can use to bless you.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
right.
Ooh.
Ooh. He can bless you.
And you know what we're doing? We think we got to compromise. We got to help God out. I don't go this way. I don't go
no,
that way. You know, I call so many people. I could call so many people, and I promise you, in my time of need, when I call folks, I can't get a soul. I'm like, what the what? What? And God is sitting here going, who told her to call her? Who told her to call her? Because you don't want to answer. And you're like, okay, well, how am I going to get? Well, how about calling on Jesus? And I'll get it to you. We got to get understanding. God loves us. He's not always going to make it plain and clear what he's doing or what has happened. But if you know that he's still with us and he's still with us, look what it says. I got to give y'all this one more point. Then I got to get off the line. Look what he says. Oh, that's all the way down there. I didn't put that in there. The disciples telling him, oh, it is in there. It is in there. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. 11 verse 9, Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours of daylight?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 8, Rabbi, they replied, the Jews just tried to stone you. Are you going back through there?
Yes.
Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours of daylight? If anyone walks in the daylight, they're not going to stumble.
Nope.
Because he sees the light of the world. Oh, my goodness. Y'all got to get this.
Hallelujah.
He sees the light of the world.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But if anyone walks at night, he's going to stumble because there's no light.
That's
outside of a relationship with Jesus, you won't be able to see. And if you can't see, you are going to stumble. Why? Because you don't have a relationship with Jesus.
Come on now. Absolutely.
But the moment you got a relationship with Jesus, who just happens to be the light of the world, come on now, you will always be able to see. Right? You can see.
Yeah.
Because he's the light of the world.
Yes,
but
he is.
What he's saying is, he's not talking about time. He's talking about, oh, my goodness, my goodness. He's talking about relationship. It's just 12 hours in a day.
Mm-hmm.
And you can walk in the day because they see you on the light of the world. Didn't he say, I'm the light in the world?
Yes, he did. Right there.
So you got to have a relationship with him in order to see what he is doing.
Yes. Thank
you. You may not always know what he's doing, but you can see it. I don't know how he going to fix this, but you can see he's already started fixing it.
That's right.
Come on now. You don't know all that he's doing. You can see he's doing something.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Yes, indeed. Thank
God
you, God. Thank you.
And what he's saying is, I need them to get this because there's so much more meat in the story than just raising Lazarus from the dead.
That's right. Absolutely.
You need to know that in order for you to see what's happening in the spirit realm, which is down here,
yes.
Right, you've got to be connected to the light of the world.
Amen. And who is the light of the world?
You think that he dead, he gone? He ain't dead.
No,
Lazarus
no.
dead.
No.
Jesus
not.
Is not dead. He's alive.
Absolutely.
He's alive, and he's still the light of the world.
Yes. Absolutely.
See, you got to read this word and get into it. I wish I could jump, shout, and do all of that. My throat is hurting so bad.
In due time.
He's still here.
Yes.
And he's the light of the world.
Never
and look at this. They said, remember, didn't they just try to stone you? So God says, there are going to be times when I'm going to send you right back through places that you've already come through where it looked like it was dangerous for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to send you right back through there. Why? Because as long as you got the light of the world, you're going to be okay.
That's right. Praise God.
You said, well, wait a minute. Lord, that wasn't a good place for me. I lost a job. I ain't had no money. I was struggling. And he said, uh-huh. Other than that 12 hours in a day, as long as you walk in the daylight, you won't stumble because you got the light of the world. You got to understand who the light of the world is, Jesus. And Jesus is still with us, and he's still walking with us. In fact, he walks ahead of us. He walks beside us. He walks behind us.
That's
and
right.
That's our guide. He said, if you acknowledge me, I'll direct your path. That's how you can see, by acknowledging him. You acknowledge him, he's going to direct your path. No, don't go over there. It's like you having your eyes closed. Don't step to the left. Step to the right. Okay. Okay. What's there? Okay. Now go 2 steps backwards. You got to let him direct your path.
That's right.
Because you can't see what he sees.
Mm-hmm.
All you need to know is you just got to stay connected to the light of the world.
Amen.
If you are not connected to the light of the world, you will walk in darkness and you will stumble every
yes.
time.
Mm,
you are going to
yes.
make decisions God never told you to make. You
Come
are going
on.
To end up hurting yourself when you think you're helping yourself. Oh, my
That's
goodness.
Right.
Glory to God.
Mm-mm. Yes, indeed.
We got to be careful. We got to be careful because we're not thinking that God is still with us. He is.
He never
knows. If Lazarus wasn't dead, what makes you think Jesus is dead? He alive.
Oh, yes. Praise God.
He's right there with us.
Oh, yes.
There's nothing that we're going to go through that he won't be the light in that situation.
Right.
And right now, God is saying, and all that getting understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying, are you getting it? Are you getting it? Are you getting it?
Mm-hmm.
He looked at them and said, Lazarus is dead. Since y'all couldn't understand that, I'm saying he's asleep. And I'm talking spiritually what's happening. And y'all couldn't get it. So I just said, he dead.
Mm-hmm.
So are you going to believe? Even if he doesn't make it plain and clear for you? That's what he's saying. Do I have to make it plain and clear for you to believe? Faith is believing what you cannot see.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You don't need him to make it plain and clear. You just need to accept that he is there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. In him, there is no darkness.
That's right.
And if there's no darkness, there's no stumbling. And if he would never sleep nor stumble, so guess what? Neither will you, as long as you're connected. You say, oh, wait a minute, she done lost her mind. I lost her job. I ain't got no money. And Lazarus' sisters was crying because he was dead.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus said, and, because he didn't turn around and go running. He went the other way.
Yep. And stayed 2 days.
Please
Extra.
Get understanding of God's word. God's
yes.
word is just letting us know. It does not matter what the situation looks like. It does not matter what the enemy is trying to get you to believe. God loves you, and he would never, ever, ever leave you. No, thank you.
No, forsake us.
2022, they're already talking about, oh, COVID is dying down. COVID is dying down. They're lifting the mask. They're lifting the mask. They're doing all this, right? So here's the thing. Whose report are you going to believe? I choose to believe the report of the Lord.
Amen. Yes.
God is saying, I'm with you, and you, and you, and you. Do this.
Mm-hmm.
Take the time to acknowledge him so he can direct your path. And then before 2022 is out, you're going to be jumping and shouting, going, I got to get that pastor back on the line and tell her what God did for me. Because this
right.
is the year we're going to see God do things so much differently than he's ever done it.
Yeah.
Blessings are coming.
Mm.
Yeah, we're going to reap harvest.
Mm.
And guess
yeah.
what? Some of the harvest we're going to reap, you haven't even sown seed for it.
Come on now.
But God's still going to bless you because he
yes,
said
he
would.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that he can.
Yeah.
Huh? We thank God for this word tonight.
Amen.
Open up your eyes and start understanding God's word. You
yes.
got to understand that one line. You got to understand the second line. You got to understand before the enemy has room to go in there and twist what God has said.
Mm-hmm.
And make you think God ain't doing something. And he is. You know what? I remember there was a time God was blessing me and just blessing me. And I was going, oh, I don't know what God is doing. I don't know what God is doing. And my friend looked at me. He said, you're the only person I know could be in a jewelry store, all the jewelry on you, and you still kicking and screaming like you don't even feel that jewelry on. I said, what?
Mm.
He said, you're in the middle of the jewelry store. All the jewelry belongs to you. And you still kicking and screaming. And I
wow.
sat there and I went, Lord, you're blessing me and I'm complaining.
Yeah.
Someone else is looking at the blessing going, how dare you complain about what God is doing for you when I can see his hand blessing you.
That's
right now, what? The kids saying, well, how you doing? How things going? Hey. All is good. All is good. That's what the widower said. She said, when they asked her, how is everything okay? All is well.
All is
her son was dead. She said, all is well. Because I'm trusting
yeah.
a man of God to go back to the God that he served and say, look here, why did you give this to her and take it back?
Right. Absolutely.
She won't be the first person that God gave something to and took it back. But he didn't really take it back. He just wanted to see if you'd be willing to give it back.
Mm-hmm.
We thank God for what he's doing. I'm telling you, I feel good, good, good that I'm a sanctified soul, that God is doing awesome things right now. I don't feel good in my body because my throat is hurting. But I'm trying to tell you, he's doing good things, and I feel good about it.
Praise God. Praise
God. And I'm trying
God.
To understand what he wants me to prepare for next.
He will.
And he's saying, you got to get this, Kathy. You got to get this. You got to get this. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get it, Lord. I'm trying to get it. And he's saying, just wait. It's coming. What's coming? Just wait.
Yep.
They that wait upon the Lord. He shall renew their strength like eagles. Come
yes.
on now.
Absolutely.
When you get all tired and worn out, he's going to renew your strength.
Yes.
Why? Why? Because you belong to him and you're walking in the light.
That's right.
So he ain't going to let you fall if you're still connected, doing what he's asked you to do. How would that glorify the Father if he doesn't bless you? That doesn't glorify the Father. People won't look to God when they see you continuously going through. Some people will, because they'll understand Job went through and God was still with him.
Yes, he was.
You know why? That's because those people understand. Sometimes you're still going to go through. It doesn't mean God is not with you. Huh?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Come on now. That's good stuff.
That's right.
People start throwing in the towel because it looks like God is not with them. To me, those are the times when he's really with you.
Thank you. Praise God.
Because he know you going weak and weary, and he's trying to carry you until you can walk on your own again. He letting you know I'm still with you.
Amen.
I told you I'll never leave you nor forsake you. We thank God for all that he's done, doing, and is going to do. Sometimes the answer is not always going to be plain and clear, but it doesn't mean God hasn't answered you.
So true.
It just means you need to rely on your connection to get the understanding. If you walking in the light, he will reveal all things.
Yes.
To the world is gonna remain a mystery, but not to you.
That's right.
He's gonna reveal it to you. In fact, he's already revealed it. You just didn't get the understanding. That's why I said, and all I get understanding. I need you to understand. It's already done. Already done.
Oh.
We thank God for this word on tonight. We bless his holy name. We lift up our Savior tonight. I pray for myself for divine healing in my body. With my throat. You know, you kick one little, you get rid of one thing that's hurting you, something else, Jehovah. You're like, ah!
Yeah, absolutely.
My whole body is okay.
I know that all too well.
So you can't even say, oh, and last week I'm trying to tell you I was feeling all good, running around, couldn't tell me nothing. Next thing I know, I'm waking up, my throat hurting, I can't sleep at night. And I done ate so many cough drops.
I'm
going to gargle tonight with some salt water because I need my throat to stop hurting. I can't eat good because my throat is, oh, what is going on? You know? So when I give you this word, just know I got to taste it first.
Yes.
I don't just serve it. I taste it. And I taste to see. That the Lord is good.
Yes,
and his mercy endures forever and ever and ever. Amen. God bless you guys. We thank God for this word on tonight. All of you that haven't given your life to Christ yet, shame on you. It is time for you to come in. It is time for you to receive Christ as your Lord and Savior. Tomorrow is not promised to anyone. Make the decision today, Father God, I'm a sinner. I confess of my sins. I repent, Lord God. I do believe that your son Jesus died on the cross for my sins. Come into my life. I will make you my Lord and Savior. And then after that, say, Lord God, can you lead me to a good household of faith so that I can grow into the knowledge of who you are and continue to grow until we see each other face to face. We thank you, we love you, we honor and adore you. Father God, continue to keep your hand upon your people. Continue to lead and guide us in the way you would have us to go, oh God. We are so grateful because we know you're there. We know that no good thing would you withhold from them that love you. And we love you, Lord God. So we know this too shall pass.
Yes,
Father, we pray for every household under the sound of my voice. And I pray that you will continue to lead and guide us in a way you would have to go. We ask all of these blessings. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you guys. Back to you, Evangelist Hilda.
God bless you, Pastor Kathy. Thank you.
God bless you. Love you guys.
Love you too. Rest yourself. Amen. So we want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word. I think that deserves a hand clap praise. Yeah.
And as we are coming to a closing of this part of our program for this evening, I want to again thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word. And we're going to all keep her in our prayers tonight. Amen. So God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. We love you guys. And shalom. And on that note, we're going to leave out on all belongs to you. Praise God. Good night, everybody. Shalom.
Good night.
All the honor, all the glory belongs to you, belongs to you. All the worship, all the praise belongs to you, belongs to you. I can't help but wonder.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.